Welcome to Zichud Asimani, member by Ram Goldai, and today Masechus Kedushin, Daf Ayin Beis, the fourth parak, Asar Yochsin. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Daniel that says, "Rocheva achritin yana dami ledov," and behold, another beast, a second one, similar to a bear. Rav Yosef Tarabraisa explaining, "Eil parsim." These are the Persians, Sheochlim Veshosim Kedov, who eat and drink like a bear, Mesurban Kedov, are fat like a bear, Megadrin Seir Kedov, and grow hair like a bear, Ve'en Lehem Menucha Kedov, and have no rest like a bear, which constantly paces even when tied. When Rabbi Ami would see a Persian riding, he would say, Hainu Dubanai, that is a wandering bear. Rabbi asked Levi to draw analogies for various groups. He described Persians as similar in their might to David and Melch soldiers, Chabarin as similar to destructive angels, Yishmaelim as similar to demons of the bathroom, and when asked to analogize the Talmud Chachamim of Babel, he said, Domi l'malchei ashars, they are similar to the ministering angels. Rashi comments that they wear white garments. Pointing to Gemara relates several prophetic statements of Rebbe at the time of his death, the last of which was, Hayom nod Rav Yehuda b'Babel. Today Rav Yehuda was born in Babel, which matches an Amoraic statement that when Rabbi Kiva died, Rebbe was born. When Rebbe died, Rav Yehuda was born. When Rav Yehuda died, Rava was born. When Rava died, Rav Ashi was born. That is to teach you that a tzaddik does not leave this world until another tzaddik like him is created. As the pasuk says, and the sun rises and the sun sets, meaning that a new tzaddik's sun rises, meaning being born, before another tzaddik's sun sets. Before the son of Eli was extinguished, the son of Shmuel, the Ramasi, rose, as the pasuk says, and the lamp of Hashem before it was extinguished, and Shmuel lay, describing Shmuel's first prophecy before Eli's lamp was extinguished. And point number three, Rabbi Yossi says in a brisa, Mamzerim Nesine Tohorim L'Asid Lavo. Mamzerim and Nesinim will be genealogically pure in the time of Mashiach, but Rabbi Meir says it will not be pure. Rabbi Yossi brought a proof from a pasuk, V'zerachti Alechem Maim Tohorim V'tahartem. I will throw pure water upon you, and you'll become pure. Rabbi Meir responded, Kishu Oimer Mikol Tumasech Mikol Gilulechem. When the pasuk says, from all your impurities and all your defilements, it implies, Lomina Mamzeres, but not from Mamzeres. Rabbi Yossi counted, Kishu Oimer Ataherezchem. When the pasuk says, I will purify you, which appears extraneous, Havi Omer Afmina Mamzeres, say that it means even from Mamzeres. The Gemara is how Rav Yossi explains the pasuk, and a Mamzer will dwell in Ashdod, and answers with Rav Yossi's interpretation. The house of Yisrael will dwell securely in their land when they had earlier been like strangers, meaning estranged like a Mamzer. Rav Yehuda quoted Shmuel saying the halacha accords with Rabbi Yossi. Rav Yosef commented that if not for this ruling, Eliyahu would come and remove from us many groups of people in neck shackles. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Daniel that says, "Urucheva achrit nyanin dam yodo," and behold, another beast, a second one, similar to a bear. Rav Yosef Tarabraisa explaining, "Eil parsim." These are the Persians, Sheochlim Veshosim Kedov, who eat and drink like a bear, Mesurban Kedov, are fat like a bear, Megadrin Seir Kedov, and grow hair like a bear, Ve'en Lehem Menucha Kedov, and have no rest like a bear, which constantly paces even when tied. When Rabbi Ami would see a Persian riding, he would say, Hainu Dubanai, that is a wandering bear. Rabbi asked Levi to draw analogies for various groups. He described Persians as similar in their might to David and Melch soldiers, Chabarin as similar to destructive angels, Yishmaelim as similar to demons of the bathroom, and when asked to analogize the Talmud Chachamim of Babel, he said, Domi l'malchei ashars, they are similar to the ministering angels. Rashi comments that they wear white garments. Pointing to Gemara relates several prophetic statements of Rebbe at the time of his death, the last of which was, Hayom nod Rav Yehuda b'Babel. Today Rav Yehuda was born in Babel, which matches an Amoraic statement that when Rabbi Kiva died, Rebbe was born. When Rebbe died, Rav Yehuda was born. When Rav Yehuda died, Rava was born. When Rava died, Rav Ashi was born. That is to teach you that a tzaddik does not leave this world until another tzaddik like him is created. As the pasuk says, and the sun rises and the sun sets, meaning that a new tzaddik's sun rises, meaning being born, before another tzaddik's sun sets. Before the son of Eli was extinguished, the son of Shmuel, the Ramasi, rose, as the pasuk says, and the lamp of Hashem, before it was extinguished, and Shmuel lay, describing Shmuel's first prophecy before Eli's lamp was extinguished. And point number three, Rabbi Yossi says in a brisa, Mamzerim Nesine Tohorim L'Asid Lavo. Mamzerim and Nesinim will be genealogically pure in the time of Mashiach, but Rabbi Meir says it will not be pure. Rabbi Yossi brought a proof from a pasuk, V'zerachti Alechem Maim Tohorim V'tahartem. I will throw pure water upon you, and you'll become pure. Rav Meir responded, "Kashu Omer mikol tumasech mikol gilulechem." When the pasuk says, "From all your impurities and all your defilements," it implies "Lo mina mamzeres," but not from mamzeres. Rabbi Yossi counted, "Kashu Omer ataheretzchem." When the pasuk says, "I will purify you," which appears extraneous, "Havi Omer af mina mamzeres," say that it means even from mamzeres. The Gemara says how Rabbi Yossi explains the pasuk, "And a mamzer will dwell in Ashdod," and answers with Rabbi Yossi's interpretation, "The house of Yisrael will dwell securely in their land when they had earlier been like strangers," meaning estranged like a mamzer. Rav Yehuda quoted Shmuel saying the halacha accords with Rabbi Yossi. Rav Yosef commented that if not for this ruling, Eliyahu would come and remove from us many groups of people in neck shackles. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Ayin Beis, and this one was suggested to us by Shai Klein from Manchester, England. He suggested that Ayin Beis is related to a thick piece of birthday cake, a thick piece of cake. So here goes. When the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake from the boy who was born on the same day a great tzaddik died, his father tried to scare it away by splashing pure water towards it that was meant to purify mamzerim in the future. Once again, some motion. When the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake, thick piece of birthday cake, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Beis of thick. When the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake, which reminds us from a pasuk in Daniel, we learn that the Persians are compared to a bear. They eat and drink like a bear, they're fat like a bear, they're hairy like a bear, and they have no rest like a bear, which constantly paces even when tied. So when the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake from the boy who was born on the same day, a great tzaddik died, which reminds us when Rabbi Kiva died, Rebbe was born. When Rebbe died, Rabbi Yehuda was born. Rabbi Yehuda was born, Rav was born. When Rav died, Rav Ashi was born. L'lamedcha she'en tzaddik niftar min ha'olam, to teach you that a tzaddik does not leave this world ad she'nivra tzaddik kamoso, until another tzaddik like him is created. So when the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake from the boy who was born on the same day a great tzaddik died, his father tried to scare it away by splashing pure water towards it that was meant to purify mamzerim in the future, which reminds us there's a machlokas of mamzerim will be pure in the times of Mashiach. So once again, when the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake from the boy who was born on the same day a great tzaddik died, his father tried to scare it away by splashing pure water towards it that was meant to purify mamzerim in the future. All right, so now it's time for four blot back chazar. Daf Samaches. So the Simmer Daf Samaches relates to Schach, and we use a sukkah. So here goes. The man in a sukkah, that must be on Daf Samaches, Schach. The man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the case of Kitiyana Ishtei Nashim, Achas Ahuva Achas Nua, if a man has two wives, one beloved and one hated, and if this pasuk indicates that Kedushin is Tofes with Chai Ve'Lavin. So the man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, while Hashivcha stood outside with a donkey, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis taught Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha or for a female Gentile, and their children share their status. Rav Huna provides a source that Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha. Avram said, Shvu lechem poli mechamor, stay here yourselves with the donkey, with the extraneous mention of the donkey teaching that Eliezer and Evkanani is Am Hadomo Lechamor, a nation legally similar to a donkey, which cannot have Kedushin. So the man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, while Hashivcha stood outside with a donkey, told his intermarried son that his grandson is a Nachri and not Chayiv in mitzvos, which reminds the Gemara, says we learn from the pasuk Losit Chatembam, you shall not become married with them, that Kedushin is ineffective with a Gentile. Rabbi Yochanan quotes a drasha that the child of a female Gentile is a Gentile. The pasuk says, Ki yasir is bincha macharai, for he will turn your son away from me, which teaches bincha, habam Yisrael is kruy bincha. Your son, meaning your grandson, who comes from a Jewess, is called your son, meaning a Jew. Ve'ein bincha, habam yino avedes kochabim, kruy bincha el bina. But your son who comes from a female idolater is not called your son, but her son, meaning an idolater. Daf Samech Tes. So the simon Daf Samech Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The men from Yichud's chimney sweep services, chimney sweep, that must be learned off Samach Tes, Sut. The men from Yichud's chimney sweep services who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer happily married to a shevcha, which reminds us, in the next mission, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yochoin mamzerim litaher. Mamzerim can be purified, meaning that their descendants will not be mamzerim. The mamzer marries a shevcha whose child is a slave and doesn't carry the lineage of mamzeres. Once that slave is freed, his status is like a regular ger. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Hari ze eved mamzer. This child is a slave who is also a mamzer. So the men from Yichud's chimney sweep services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer happily married to a shevcha, heavily advertised on the road were 10 different categories of Yichud's, were ascending from Galus, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Asar Yuchasim Alum Bavo, 10 categories of Yichud's ascended from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara explains that the word alut, ascended, was used to allude to a brayso which states, Shebeis HaMikdash Gavo Mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the base of Mikdash is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Gavo Mikol Aratzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. So the men from Yichud's chimney sweep services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer, happily married to a shevcha, heavily advertised on the road were 10 different categories of Yichud's, were ascending from Galus, and were families with questionable lineage who maintained their chazakah di truma, wood picnic, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi said, Gadol Chazaka, the reliability of Chazaka is great, as evidence from the time of Nehemiah. Three families of Kohanim were unable to produce proof that they were not Chalalim and fit for Avodah in the base of Migdash, so they were dismissed from performing Avodah, and Nehemiah told them that they may not eat Kachim until a Kohen arises to the Urim Metumim, meaning until Mashiach. By only prohibiting Kachim, we infer that he said, Haritem Bechazkaskam, you remain with your prior status, just as they ate Truma and Galus as Kohanim, they may continue to do so despite their questionable Yichus. There wasn't a concern that this might end up leading to the marrying Kohanim because their status was publicly known as weakened. Daf Ayin. So the Simmer Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin. The eye doctor could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money, which reminds us, Rav said, Kol noisi ishu l'shum mamon. Anyone who marries a woman unfit for him for the sake of money, havin l'obanim she'enim huganim, he'll have children who are unfit, which he supports from a pasuk. He further darshans that pasuk to add that he'll lose money he gained from her as well as her own money in as little as a month. So the eye doctor could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money, was startled when an irritated patient waiting to be seen called the doctor a slave, to which the doctor called him a slave. Which reminds us, Shmuel says, Kol haposel b'mum haposel. Anyone who disqualifies, it's with his own blemish that he disqualifies others. The Gemara brings the story of the man who called Rabbi Yehuda bar Yechezkel's attendant a slave, and how Rabbi Yehuda banned this man and called him a slave. So the eye doctor could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money, was startled when an irritated patient waiting to be seen called the doctor a slave, to which the doctor called him a slave, because this man always bragged that he was a descendant of the Chashmonaim, which reminds us this man objected to being called a slave, saying he was actually a descendant of the Chashmonaim. Rav Yehuda then quoted Shmuel, Kol da amar medebeis Chashmonai kasina avdahu. Anyone who says I'm from the family of the Chashmonaim is in fact a slave. Daf Ein Av, so the Simmer Daf Ein Av is a donkey going E-Aw. So here goes. The donkey driver donkey, that must be more in Daf Ein Av, E-Aw. The donkey driver from the land of Esau carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Karatzos Esau le'Eretz Yisrael, all lands are like dough, meaning a mix of genealogical pure and impure people compared to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Esau le'Bavel, and Eretz Yisrael is like dough compared to Babel. So, the donkey driver from the land of Esau carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey saw two people arguing why Shir and Hashem's different names was canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the discretion in transmitting and pronouncing Hashem's 4-letter, 12-letter, and 42-letter names. Rava once sought to speak publicly about Kosh Baruch Hu's 4-letter name until an elder told him that it must remain hidden. So, the donkey driver from the land of Esau carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey, saw two people arguing why Shir and Hashem's different names was canceled, and that the one who quieted down first was given a better Yichus certificate. Which reminds us, Gemara relates how the people in Eretz Yisrael examined people's lineage. When two people would quarrel with each other, they would see which of them would be silent first, Amru Haim Yuchas Tvei, and they would say, this one is a better lineage, because those with tainted lineage are generally resentful of being rejected by others and are therefore quarrelsome. Similarly, Rav said, Shtikuse de Babel Hayini Yuchusa, the silence of people of Babel is the proof of their pure lineage. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of them, when Nachim convert and marry each other, the Yichus goes after the one who is blemished? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which of them, before one tzaddik dies, another tzaddik is born? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 3. Which of the all lands are considered like Esau, like dough, when compared to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is considered like Esau when compared to Bavel? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which of the one that Persians are compared to a bear? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 5. Which of the incident with the man who called Rabbi Yehuda bar Yechezkel's attendant a slave, and this man himself then was called a slave? That's on Daf Ayin. Good number six. Which daftu machokas of mamzerim can purify their descendants by marrying a shevcha? That's on daf. Samach Tes. Good number seven. Which daftu learned that in Eretz Yisrael, the method to determine who has better yuchas is to see which one in a quarrel would be silent first? That's on daf. Ayin off. Good number eight. Which daftu machokas about the mikvah which was found deficient and whether we learn from a balmum or a chalal? That's on daf. Samach Vav. Good number nine. Which daf to be machokas, whether mamzerim will be purified in the future? That's on daf. Ayin Beis. Good. And number 10. Which daf to be about the discretion in transmitting and pronouncing a Kodesh Baruch Hu's 4-letter, 12-letter, and 42-letter names? That's on daf. Ayin Av. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.